From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The case of an unarmed black teen who was fatally shot by a neighborhood watch captain will go before a grand jury in Central Florida in April. Authorities say Trayvon Martin was killed during a confrontation with George Zimmerman last month in a gated community. Zimmerman says it was self-defense, but an attorney for Martin's family, Benjamin Crump, says 911 calls released to the public reveal just the opposite.
George Zimmerman said to the police about him being suspicious and up to no good is completely contradicted by this phone log showing all day he was just talking to his friends.
Martin's death has sparked protests for Zimmerman to be charged. Voting in the primary is underway in the crucial state of Illinois. Turnout appears steady, especially in many Republican areas of that state. But NPR's Cheryl Corley reports that some election officials are reporting big problems with their ballots.
Big problems indeed. Election officials say nearly a quarter of the counties in Illinois are reporting that some primary ballots are just too large and don't fit in voting scanning machines. The Illinois State Board of Elections says all votes will be counted, but it might take longer than usual in the counties where there are problems. It's a smooth operation, though, in Winnetka, a suburb north of Chicago. That's where Republican Allison Bucci, a stay-at-home mom, came out to vote for Mitt Romney in the Republican presidential race.
I think he has the best chance of beating Obama.
That simple?
That simple.
Even some Democrats have asked for Republican ballots here. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
The U.S. commander of the Afghanistan war says coalition forces are on track to ensuring Afghanistan does not become a haven again for al-Qaeda or Taliban control. But General John Allen paints a complicated picture of the U.S. path toward withdrawing in 2 years. On Capitol Hill today, Allen reminded congressional members of the dangers NATO and U.S. forces will continue to face.
Just since the 1st of January, the coalition has lost 60 brave troops in action from six different nations. 13 of them were killed at the hands of what appear to have been Afghan security forces, some of whom were motivated, we believe, in part by the mishandling of religious materials.
Allen on Capitol Hill today. Peyton Manning is officially a Denver Bronco. Pro Football's four-time MVP finalized a $96 million five-year contract with Denver today, 2 weeks after the quarterback was cut from the Colts. Manning, who had been recovering from multiple neck surgeries, told reporters moments ago that he's gearing up for a tough workout.
I'm going to start right away on that process. I have a lot of work to do in getting to where I want to be from a health standpoint and, you know, learning this offense. This is going to take a ton of work, and so the sooner I can get started, the better.
Manning will wear number 18 on his jersey, as he did in Indianapolis. Before the close, Dow was down 70 points. This is NPR. A 7.4 magnitude earthquake has struck near the Mexican resort town of Acapulco. There have been no immediate reports of injuries or major damage, but authorities are warning of possibly strong aftershocks in the coming hours. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has notified members of Congress that 10 European countries and Japan should be exempt from sanctions because they have reduced their reliance on Iranian oil. Details from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
A top State Department official is praising Japan for cutting its imports from Iran by somewhere between 15% and 22%. The official called that extraordinary, given the great hardship Japan has been facing since the disaster at the Fukushima nuclear plant. The official, who spoke to reporters on background, says Japan and the European Union, which is imposing an embargo on Iranian oil, should serve as models to others hoping to avoid U.S. sanctions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
In France, a search is intensifying for the gunman who killed a teacher and three children at a Jewish school yesterday, as well as three soldiers last week in the Toulouse area. Stocks have been trading lower today in part because of investors' concern about the Chinese economy. Asian shares fell sharply yesterday following a report that home prices had fallen in 45 Chinese cities last month. Trouble in the Chinese economy, of course, threatens a global economic recovery. Before the close on Wall Street, Dow is down nearly 70 points, more than 0.5% at 13,170. NASDAQ off 4 points, with the S&P 500 down 4. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.